In the backyard still has a little bit to do with Ryan, and Paul Ryan is still finding his footing when it comes to doing this thing called running for VP. He's a political guy. He gets how you run. He gets how to fundraise. He absolutely is the darling of the Koch brothers and the Trumps and the Rupert Murdochs and whatnot, because he doesn't waver in his conservatism. So one thing you got to give him is he's not somebody who talks out of both sides of his mouth. Now, if you look at his voting record, he votes with Republicans. So if it's something that's a little bit where you would say, it's not hard enough, it's not right enough, it's not slashing enough, you would still find him helping others in the Republican Party. But the one thing you cannot label this guy as is weak. He's, whatever his principle is, he sticks to it and he sticks with it. That didn't go over so well in Nevada, however. Listen to the chants and really pay attention to what they're yelling here. And this happened on Wednesday.
Hands off my Medicare! Hands off my Medicare!
So next show on America Tonight, we're going to fact check everything that Ryan has said about Medicare. There's a lot of misconceptions, and I give him that because I went back and looked at it myself. Forget who's telling me what. I went back and I looked at numbers, and number one, this wouldn't even kick in. His proposed budget wouldn't have even kicked in until 2023. And then there were parts of it that were completely exaggerated. But we got a great guest coming up to go through the whole thing. Somebody who's been there in Washington and knows what it's like to go through, a former budget director, to look at the numbers and say, well, wait a second, we're going to call foul on this or fair on it. So I can't wait for it, because it's all about fact-checking. It's so easy to manipulate some of what's out there and forget what the facts are. What's the old saying? Never let facts get in the way of a good story. That's happening. That's happening in a lot of places. It's the new media world, because we live in the blogosphere, and talk radio is certainly about opinions. We're paid for opinions. Different story. But when it comes to the traditional news elements, there's no traditional news anymore. I think when you flip on, in fact, I'm going to try a little experiment. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to report back to you in 6 months. I'm getting out a notebook right now. I'm going to do this. A couple of times a week, I'm going to watch and see what I get in watching some anchors when they're talking about certain stories. Let's see if I truly can just spot bias. Because now you have people flinging out lots of comments where they normally didn't before. Like Uncle Walter. He did the news and he had his point of view that was off the air. But he would throw to the story. They would do the story. A reporter would do the story. He would tell the news. It was the news. Who, what, where, when, and why? Ugh. Do we even get that half the time? I think we're even missing some of those elements, believe it or not. So we're going to fill in the gaps here on some of what happened during the day, including a terrible shooting in Washington, D.C. The great news is a security guard took down the gunman who would have tore up a conservative nonprofit that was anti-gay marriage and anti-abortion. The 28-year-old gunman was identified as Floyd Corkins II. He went into the Family Research Council's headquarters and had a Chick-fil-A bag, which was a sign that something was a little bit amiss because he looked odd, and posed as an intern, only he wasn't an intern. He wanted to do, assuming, because we don't know that for sure, but he wanted to do some kind of damage. He opens fires. He makes some statements, just spews it out, talking about the policies of that group, then opens fire with a gun, hits a security guard in the arm. The security guard takes him away, gets him down. And good thing he did, because if he had taken out the security guard, killed him, or wounded him so badly he couldn't get to him, who knows what he would have done. There wasn't a lot of people downstairs, so he could have gone up into the elevator and hit a couple of floors. Corkins, what they do know at this point, the FBI is grilling him, has been volunteering for the last 6 months at the D.C. Center for the LGBT community. And we know that, the lesbian and gay community. So he was described as mild-mannered and nice. Noticeably absent is the discussion on the left side on this because of what often happens as a layup for somebody on the right side. It's easy for the left to go after them. But in this case, look, what was the concern? What was the concern here? Advocacy groups across the board are condemning the violence, of course. Some are saying it's a hate crime. It's a hate crime. Terrible thing to happen. Luckily, the guard reacted. He's okay. That's also the great news there. But very, very, very scary. You tell me at the top, I always say America Tonight is a snapshot of what's going on in the country. That was big. Everybody was talking about D.C. because here we go again. Less than 2 months, another gun incident. That means knock, knock, knock. Everybody who is anti-gun, all about gun control, they're writing this down. They're keeping copious notes. So when the discussion is open again in D.C., they can throw in their 2 cents. You can throw in your 2 cents now, by the way. 855-266-GATE, 855-266-5283. You tell me this, fair or foul, a woman in Philly is facing a $600 a day fine. What did she do that warranted $600 a day fine? She was offering free lunch every day to low-income children in her neighborhood. They say she's going to get that kind of a fine next summer if she continues, because she didn't clear the food giveaway with the township. Angela Prattis donates her time to distribute the meals supplied by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and adheres pretty much to the strict paperwork. Filing weekly reports, bi-weekly from a state worker, does all the things required to do. Thought she was contributing to the community in a positive way. She doesn't make anything off of it. Makes nothing. She feeds about 60 or so kids at a gazebo on her property during the summer months. During the summer months, she does that. So I think it's fair that it's foul that they're fining her. The per capita income is 19 grand a year in that area. But handing out food to kids, not allowed. She has to go before a zoning board to ask for what they call a variance. It would cost her $1,000 in fees. Something's wrong with that picture. She's just trying to help those kids. Do you see it? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thanks to a security guard, took a bullet, took him down, and the rest is history now. It's about questioning, what's the deal, dude? Why? Speaking of why, 911 calls. I'm always leery about releasing some of them, but of course everybody can listen to the 911 calls. Sometimes it gives you some insight into what happened. Certainly the police use it, and it can be evidence in some cases. I want you to hear just how, if you feel removed from some of these situations, just how horrific this 911 call sounded, especially the second one, because you can actually hear the gun in the background. Take a listen.
Some guy's shooting a gun, some temple or something.
Okay.
We've seen him go in there, so.
Okay.
There is shooting.
Okay.
There is shooting in this.
Okay. Did anybody get hit, ma'am? Sir? Did anybody get hit? Ma'am? Sir?
Sir,
I understand that. Did anybody get hit?
How awful is that? Can you tell what happened there? And he's trying to tell her they're shooting, which makes it's hard because you hear what's happening there, and yet what is the job of the operator on the other side to get as much information as possible? Awful that happened at that Sikh temple, and the people in Wisconsin, just like in Colorado, are trying to do whatever they can for words that are, you know, there are no words that try to pull things back together. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Katie.
Hello.
They wouldn't report all this stuff, just make the local news. Some of this stuff might not be going on. Looks like they just want to get their names in the paper or something.
Who wants? Wait, say that again. Who wants to get their names in the paper?
These crackpots people want to kill everybody.
Oh boy, and I hope you know what, Rick. That's the scary thing. If that's true, there's no end to this. There's no end to it because whether this is going to constantly, whether it's a couple of weeks' time or 3 weeks' time or however long it is, but if there is that one little link, the 15 minutes of fame, oh, that is sick and twisted, and
yeah.
You could be right.
Crazy people out there.
Yeah, you're right.
If they just make the local news, just keep it, you know, insane or something, maybe it might help. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's the problem.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Bad news sells papers, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Awful.
But on this, Brian, Medicare, there's a fact change for you. And if he's going to cut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and the program is in place right now.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney won't pay 1% income tax.
We think. I don't think that's why he wants to do it. I think it was a dramatic way to cut, to say, listen, we can't keep going down this path because of everything that's happened before. So it's not, oh, he's running with Mitt Romney, so this is why my budget proposal is this, because that wasn't even a possibility then when he proposed it.
Well, I know we can't run, keep going this way, but that's just the fact. That's why he wants to cut it. So keep their money.
What they're saying is 2023 would be the Ryan budget, and then here's the other part of that. The other part of it is, you and I both know, Rick, because we're smart, that presidents, vice presidents are not making policy. They're not. So this is the legislative branch that can't come up with a budget. They can't seem to balance a budget or have any kind of agreement with each other, whether they have a Democrat sticker on their before their name or Republican, and that's the problem that we're having. Somebody's got to make tough decisions. Somebody has to figure out what to do. And I say the main thing that could happen is the overlap and audit the government for the jobs that are overlapped, because I know I have three friends that work for the government, and they say this all the time, that there's an overlap in job responsibilities, that they have three deep sometimes to one job, and that's not always every department, but in some of them. So if they did that, they'd knock off some money.
Yeah. I just want to see what's going to happen here when they got to hold on, keep the tax cuts in place, or let it expire.
You know what I think is going to happen? If I'm a betting person, I'm going to say, Rick, that they put a Band-Aid over it at the last minute before the clock strikes midnight, and they come up with meaning Congress, comes up with some sort of deal. I think they come up with some sort of deal because of all the warnings, all the other stuff that's out there. I don't believe that it's going to expire, but we're going to think it. Because it'll be those last moments. Then you start to add up. You say, well, you know, I didn't have this before, but now you're counting on it. It's like when someone says, well, how would you feel about having, I don't know, $100 extra in your check every 2 weeks? Would you say, no, of course. Well, what does $100 get you now? What would that get you over the course of a year? And the answer is, people would feel it because they're so used to it. How many people, this is a great test. How many people don't know, listening to this show, what their exact check is going to be? Now, if you have a company and your things are fluid and they're fluctuating, that can be different because you're waiting for accounts receivable and cuts of that and all of it. But for the most part, anybody who's paycheck to paycheck definitely knows to the penny what they're making. To the penny. So, therefore, swinging the axe becomes much more difficult. Much more difficult. 1099ers, it's a little bit of a different story. But the bottom line is, who's ultimately always squeezed, no matter who's in the White House? who always seems to be squeezed. You're either on one end of the spectrum or the other, unfortunately. And when you're on the other, meaning you're the 1%, as Rick likes to hammer home, that's not a bad place to be. Well, you might have been in the 1% or could find yourself there if you win the Powerball drawing. Did anybody see what the Powerball was up to? $320 million. So what does that mean? Here are the winning numbers. 6, 27, 46, 51, 56, and 21. If you had those numbers, you're a big-time winner. A lot of times it turns out that it's people who have been playing numbers for a long time, and there's a group of them, and they go in together, and that's who wins the lottery. Every once in a while, some random person plunks down a buck, and they barely have any idea that they've won money, because they just aren't expecting it, and they don't actually really know what to do. Wouldn't that be a great problem to have? Oh, $320 million they had to take out their taxes. What am I going to do with all this money? First of all, put it into an account where it grows, which it would. Then set up something for kids' educations. And then go to the rest of the family and figure out where it goes from there. Or buy a bunch of gold chains and cars and call it a day. It still would be a lot of cash to spend. A lot of cash. And then you'd be kind of conspicuous if you went someplace else. So maybe unwanted attention would go your way. Most likely. When they know you're carrying that kind of change around. Coming up on the rest of the hour here on America Tonight, one of the things that, I'm such a huge dog fan, became it because I didn't grow up with dogs. My brother was allergic. But I'm going to introduce you to a guy who has a massive resume, which he doesn't care. He's not bragging about his resume. But he was in the music business, wrote scores of movies and for television shows. Sex and the City comes to mind. Alan Lazar, and he also has set up a website to help lost dogs. We'll explain as we get closer. Hang with us.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to be there, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
About dogs and a website he's created for a lost dog based on a book he wrote called Rome. Let's talk about a couple of other things, including timing. Timing in life is everything, isn't it? And the timing for what the Obama administration has done in this past real year has been a stroke of brilliance, I'd have to say. All the campaign promises, it's like they went back, okay, hey, remember you promised this to gay, lesbian people? Remember you promised this to Latino people? Remember you promised... And he's going down the list and picking them off one at a time. Executive order a couple of months ago, as far as Hispanics, Latinos are concerned, when it's about amnesty or getting a permit, because that's pretty much what the deal is. You're getting a permit at this point if that happens, if you get the approval. But there's a couple of different ways around that. Birth certificate, passport, all that sort of stuff, and affidavits from people if that's the last resort. So thousands, depending on the city, thousands and thousands of people lined up, sometimes wrapped around the building. Here's what one girl had to say about immigration and applying and just how psyched she was.
I'm excited to apply. I'm excited for the process. I'm excited that all these youth here are applying.
So here I said that these youths here, I think she's trying to say youths here. either way, here's the decision. The decision is the carryover. And the carryover means that depending on your neighborhood where it's particularly thick, it may affect you adversely. Think about the job situation and how many people are there for the one job. As I said, it's one of the scariest things. And we saw the lineup photos. And the reason for the lineup photos is to get that legal ID. Once you have that ID, once you've got a number, you can be processed and then really let the games begin, because now there are people that are currently serving and in different situations. Once you come to the end of that, what then happens is sadly the part everybody's so concerned about. So whether you're a dreamer, a schemer, or a job seeker, that was the name of the game. The House Judicial Committee Chair, Lamar Smith from Texas, called the policy behavior amnesty and said they worry about fraud because of who they put in the system. Homeland Security announced the details of what documents illegal immigrants would need to prove that they are eligible by the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So the program that started on Wednesday is supposed to be a huge legal contest for the White House, where Hispanics or Latinos, whatever you want to call the group of people, which might play an important part in the election, which certainly will play an important part in the election. And Obama's been under massive pressure from Hispanics and others who say that he hasn't fulfilled a campaign promise to overhaul immigration laws. So now you have kids that are going to school, and what are they learning? Yes, about the arts. Yes, about mathematics and times tables and all of that. But there's something else that they're concerned about, seriously concerned about. And in the middle of all of that, in the middle of all of that, you have Joe Biden, who's not somewhere where this is happening, where there are certain custom offices that were just blown wide open with people wrapped around the block. But Joe Biden wasn't hammering home that point. Joe Biden was at a crowd talking about something completely different and decides to go off script and says the 20th century, we're in the 21st century. So I'm envisioning a campaign ad where all of the words, the missed words, are strung together. In just a couple of days, chained, the idea of the people being unchained, chained, was a terrible one. So he's had a couple of gaffes. In Virginia, saying thank you, North Carolina, which has nothing to do with the vote in Virginia, or the price of tea, as my mother would say. So it doesn't make a difference either way. Although it's more room to go back and forth and less mouths to gossip about what happened and who was there and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how big that crowd becomes. The crowd in Chicago, it looked to be 2,000 people. It looked to be. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of people. I mean, a whole lot of people. How is this possible when you're a top cop, when you're a toply decorated Army general? How is your world threatened by a kid? And that's exactly what's now happened to a 4-star general who's being investigated for, among other things, allegedly misusing hundreds of thousands of dollars on travel, hotels, and other unauthorized expense. Whew. So Kip Ward, the first leader of the U.S. African Command, what was he thinking? The defense secretary, Leon Panetta, was dealing with the aftermath. There's also the Defense Department Inspector General's report, which is now under legal review and is expected to be written out. So who's going to do that? Someone connected to Panetta. Oh, I'm just certain of it. Someone's going to have to come up with that. They say it could cost as much as $1 million in retirement pay and overtime. This could be an interesting referendum on where we're headed in the future when it comes to this subject. Oh, my. Oh. Four-star general is the highest in the Army. You knew that, though. This is a smart crowd. Incredible. Four stars. Very hard to find a four-star general. Truly like a needle in the haystack. So you can see what happened with people lining up, like I said, at various consulates, trying to get the paperwork, getting all of their paperwork done and getting it in, clearing up whatever misconceptions are going on. And if chosen, can you imagine what that trip to the White House would be like? If chosen. Somebody's going to fill it for sure. And the odds on favorite is not the one granddaughter. Not at all. So as we continue to motor down, coming up, I mentioned this already, that we have a great segment because of what this man does with the studios, whether it's movies or whether it's television. He's out there with the shovel digging the trench. I started off with the 911 calls talking about the gunman. The gunman is Floyd Lee Corkins. I wanted to make sure I got his name right. Corkins the second. And he went into the lobby of the AFP Foundation right before noon and decided to go after the group, but missed his intended target. Missed it completely. So you've got this on one hand, you have this horrible thing, this shooting that happens in D.C., but the distraction was there because of the fact that you have the four-star general that could lose his stripes, and face criminal charges on whether he'll be fined. So there's a couple of options that are floating around. In honor of space, this one's for you. Floating around. That space junk cracks me up. It just looks like pieces suspended into the air. Giant hunks of stuff that was left behind in the mothership, but all that doesn't matter now at this point, because ultimately it's not about that. In a career family, it's about watching each other's back, surviving and thriving, of course. If you keep one thing that you hear from this show, surviving and thriving is big. We're doing that next. We're talking to my pal Alan Lazar here on America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
For people who love the dog, so we are excited about our next guest. Plus, I mean, the guy has such talent. He's written the scores for more than 30 films and TV shows, including one of my all-time favorites, Sex and the City, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Alan Lazar joins us now. He's also the author of the book Rome. Hey, Alan, how have you been since we talked to you last time?
Doing really good. Thanks, Kate. How have you been?
I've been good, thank you. Well, the Sex and the City, did you do the theme?
No, I did not do the theme. I did a lot of underscore in the last series, so all that stuff with Baryshnikov and and Carrie in Central Park, that was my music.
Very cool. I remember it. I remember it well. It's funny that you did the Baryshnikov stuff, because I don't know, this is just an aside, but did you ever see him dance back in back when he was dancing with the American Ballet?
I didn't. I saw videos of it, and he was pretty incredible what the guy could do, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. He was incredible. I saw him in the later stages of his career, and he was absolutely amazing. So you do this book called Rome, and it really starts to reach people. I guess surprise isn't the right word, but you have to be happy with so many people picking it up and talking about it. Do you feel good about the success you've had with Rome?
Yeah, you know, the thing about what's happened with Rome is it's been so totally unexpected. It was really like a side project that I did that I wrote very much from my heart. It was meant to be just kind of for me and my friends and family. And, you know, the fact that it landed up getting published and then got a great response from a lot of people has just been very meaningful to me. I get hundreds of emails and Facebook messages and stuff. And it's just, I'm so happy that it's got to so many people. I feel so blessed, you know.
Do you think it part of the story is because of this? Obviously dogs and so many people like dogs and have dogs. But do you think part of it is because Nelson is a dog that wanders off, is gone for, I think, 8 years, and all these miles in between and all the things that happened in Nelson's life, that's something that people can relate to when they read about stories in the newspaper about a dog that's gone and then suddenly finds its way back to its owners? Was there something in that you think touched people?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Americans are very, very close to their pets. I think dogs are very much a member of our families in many ways. So a lot of Americans have very close relationships with their pets. And the thought of losing their dog and having that dog disappear, you know, out into the night, as it were, not knowing whether they have enough to eat, whether they're even alive sometimes, is a very scary thought to a lot of folks. That's, I think, really what my story has touched. I think beyond that, what Nelson, the hero, and my dog goes through, it is a story about a dog, but it's also very much, I think, an every man, every woman tale of all of our journeys through life, love lost and love found, our families, you know, all that good stuff, all the good stuff of life, which is sometimes difficult and sometimes wonderful. I think that's what the story touches.
Yeah, and I don't want to give away a lot of the themes of it, but one of the things for people who haven't read it, one of the things that is a concern of Nelson's is that he might be euthanized. And this is something we see little spots for the SPCA and whatnot on the tube. And to so many people, that it's just a horrible thing when you think of dogs and shelters and the numbers that have to be euthanized. I've looked into this, and I'm sure you have too. Were you surprised at how many dogs end up having to be put down that way?
Yeah, you know, when I originally wrote Rome, I didn't know how many dogs actually went through shelters and how many were euthanized. I just kind of made that part of the story. And then when I actually started doing the research, I was shocked when I discovered that, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 million cats and dogs are euthanized in shelters across America every year. And it's a really sobering figure, because all of those animals, no doubt, would just love to be part of a warm human home. And I think that figure is also a call to action, though, just for all of us to be responsible when it comes to breeding animals. And when you want a new pet, it's just so important to go down to your local shelter to find one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you set up a website. I mean, you have your own website, alanlazar.com, but you have another one, caninezone.org. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've just launched that. You know, I get so many letters from readers of Rome, and many of them tell me about their own beloved pets. And often they have very unique lost and found stories of their own, some with happy endings, and unfortunately some not. And, you know, many readers also remember pets that they've lost just due to old age or sickness. And that loss can really be like the loss of a family member, but there aren't often support structures around to deal with it. So I thought it would be pretty cool if we set up an online forum where dog lovers could share stories of their own pets and also read stories, you know, from other dog lovers across America. So working with some friends, we created a new website. It's called caninezone.org. That's letter K, number 9, Z-O-N-E, .org. And just a place to share stories about your pets.
Yeah. Is there going to be a part 2 to Rome, or are you going to write another one?
I do have another novel in the works. It's mm-hmm. not really a part 2 to Rome, but I'm hoping my readers enjoy it anyway.
Good for you. Alan Lazar, thanks so much as always for coming on ATN. It was great to catch up with you again, and we'll tell everybody you can get Rome everywhere where books are sold, of course, Amazon.com and all the bookstores, iTunes, etc. Continued success, and thanks for stopping by again.
Can you imagine the stories he has now, expanding that to animals? But the stories, after all the movies that he composed scores for and some of the music wrapped into, as I mentioned there, Sex and the City, but at least 36 other television shows, and then decides, Well, I guess I've got something that I can pen. I have something completely different from Hollywood or music or any of that kind of stuff. I'm going to go with my second love, and that would be animals, because he lives in L.A. and has a couple of pets, and his book Rome, as we were mentioning there, really struck a chord with people, and I said that I think it's because of the fact of how many stories we've read, the fascination part of it, the fascination with a pet that disappears, gets lost, and is gone seemingly in thin air, and comes back 5-6 years later, finds their way back, often from very, very long distances. And it's this just the craziest thing that that they remember, especially when you're talking thousands of miles, how to get back to that house. Think of my own dog, Mahalo, and I don't know. Mahalo sticks close to home. If he gets out of the gate, he's not the wandering dog. We won't find him wandering miles and miles away. Speaking of there he is. Oh, the intern in the background. Speaking of going to the dogs and wandering, it is dog eat dog and with politics, and I think even that's where that expression came from. But Joe Biden, boy, some people are really throwing him under the bus, and others are saying, ooh, he is long in the tooth. I think this is what this is about. That's why he's stumbling and fumbling. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, a Republican, definitely a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, says, this is the thing. It's not, oh, Joe, geez, Joe, you know how Joe is. He says, the scary thing is, this guy is too close to the presidency. Would we really want him to be president with everything that he's been stumbling over, especially lately? This is vintage Biden. He had the chain remarks back in chains. Remember that about Republicans' repeal of Wall Street regulations would put voters back in chains. But he also said that he was, and this can happen. I mean, listen, he could slip and forget where he was because he was in North Carolina the day before. But he's in Virginia, and he says, oh, we're going to win North Carolina. And then he's talking about coming back to the 20th. He meant 21st century, but he says 20th century. He can't buy a break. And as I said earlier, he just might want to sit out for a little bit. Just sit somewhere, get some rest, and not go anywhere without a teleprompter. Because he's taking away from Obama his buzz, and the Democrats don't want that. They don't want these gaffes to be the focus of what's happening on the campaign trail. So, Joe, say it ain't so. You need to go and take a seat, brother, or something else. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send it to me, americatonight.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.